Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast. I thought we'd be brief in terms of this is an interesting age in film, is that you have a movie about Ma Rainey, where Viola Davis is playing her, and then you have a movie about Billie Holiday, where Audra Day is who's singing and playing Billie Holiday. And the last person to play Billie Holiday on the stage was, you know, Audra McDonald. And then the last person to play her in a feature film that got an Oscar nomination was Diana Ross in Lady Sings the Blues. Almost 50 years ago. Isn't that wild? So it's interesting that hopefully they're both up for Best Actress. You know, that'll be the first. Oh, isn't that interesting? History making. That hasn't happened since 1972, 73. Diana Ross and Cicely Tyson both nominated in the same year for Best Actress. So you would have Audra Day and Viola Davis nominated for Best Actress. That's got to be, oh, I hope that happens. You know, may everyone be a winner. Because either way, it could go right there. You know, I love Frances McDormand. I do. But she's already won. Gotta give it to her a third time. And I thought we would talk about, you know, the fact that the story of Billie Holiday can still be told. Because there's so many things about Billie Holiday that we don't know. You know what I mean? And the legacy of a Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday, in terms of a singer, you know, no, there's nobody like Billie Holiday, and I don't think there ever will be, you know. And Frank Sinatra loved her, you know. There's so much to be said about that admiration for one another. When a singer of the caliber of Frank Sinatra says Billie Holiday is the best. He also said that about Tony Bennett, and look what happened. So, you know, and this is a film podcast. So, you know, of course, I have to now watch The United States versus Billie Holiday. Because if you don't know the story, Billie Holiday was basically under arrest on her deathbed. A lot of people don't know that. You don't know that. But I know that because I read the book about Billie Holiday. Lady Sings the Blues. That's her autobiography. That's what this is all based off of. The great Billie Holiday. And then Ma Rainey. There's not a lot we know about Ma Rainey. And the fact that August Wilson, the late August Wilson, wrote Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And you have Viola Davis being directed. I was almost going to say Denzel. He's producing it. Denzel starred in many of August Wilson's plays, and his goal is to bring them all to Broadway and to bring them all to film. So you've got Billie Holiday and you got Ma Rainey, two icons of the blues. Heartache, pain, you know, they lived it and they sang it. And they went down with the ship. You know what I mean? They went down with that ship. And that's where the music takes you. You know what I mean? Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday. Don't get me started talking about Billie Holiday. You know, to be a teenager and to, I was listening to all kinds of music. And then to discover Billie Holiday on your own. And it's like, whoa. It's that kind of like cat-like growl. Singing these songs, you know, Strange Fruit, which is such a, that's such a tough song. And then God Bless Child, Lady Sings the Blues, Solitude. My favorite is When It's Sleepy Time Down South, because that was toward the end of her life. That was the last recording she put out. Her voice was literally gone, but there was so much that she had lived through within that voice. The same with Ma Rainey. So, yeah, these are two iconic women. And this is the month of February. I got to tell you, you know, we're living in an interesting time that these films, we can watch them now. We don't have to go to the theater. That used to be the thing. If you wanted to watch a movie that's getting all this acclaim, it's not coming to your hometown. You have to go to the art house to watch it. You know, the closest for me is the State Theater in Modesto, California. I want to give the State Theater a shout out. I love the State Theater. I haven't been there in a while. The last time I was there was to watch Victoria and Abdul with Judi Dench. I took my friend. I donate sometimes to the State Theater. It is such an amazing theater. My first experience there was going to see Iggy Pop's and the Stooges' Gimme Danger documentary in 2016. And I fell in love with the State Theater. It plays all the indie films. They have a week where they play Oscar-nominated films, Oscar-winning films. So, you know, and I got to watch a really great, what did I watch on there? I rented it from the State Theater. I'm trying to remember. The State Theater. You know, the State Theater. I am so in awe of them. Oh, here we go. What did I watch? It's weird. I forget. What was it? What was it? State. You know, and here I'm recording this and I'm going to keep this in because, like, you know, you don't edit your life like that. Maybe you do, but I don't. All right, let's see here. What did I watch? I was trying to think. State Theater. Huh. I know that it was, Google. Was it a it was a documentary. We'll be back after these messages. Good evening, and we're back. Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. The documentary that I had rented virtually from the State Theater was Ella Fitzgerald, Just One of Those Things. A really great documentary on the late, the great Ella Fitzgerald. And so, you know, I couldn't go to the theater to see it at the State Theater. So I virtually rented it. Yeah. Another great singer, unfortunately, not with a great ending. Hers, though, wasn't due to drugs, you know, like Billie Holiday and Ma Rainey died in a car crash or something, or was injured. Ella Fitzgerald died of diabetes. Very sad. My God. What a songstress. Nobody sang like Ella Fitzgerald. First Lady of Song, that's what they called her. So I don't think anyone really has played Ella Fitzgerald in a film yet. But the documentary that I watched, Just One of Those Things by Leslie Woodhead, was launched in the UK. It featured rare footage, radio broadcasts, and interviews with Jamie Cullum, Andre Previn, Johnny Mathis, and other musicians, plus a long interview with Fitzgerald's son, Ray Brown Jr. Oh, my goodness. In fact, in 1997, I remember it was Lena Horne's 80th birthday, and she was receiving an award in honor of Ella Fitzgerald from Society of Singers, which was to help singers get benefits, you know, indigent singers. So it was a great cause. You know, Lena Horne herself lived into her 90s, and it would have been great had we also had Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday and Ma Rainey, you know what I mean? That's what I, you know, that, let's throw that out there, Dr. Seuss Film Podcast crew. Someone needs to make a film about Ella Fitzgerald. Who could play Ella Fitzgerald? The sky's the limit. Now we have these great films that are coming out. I wish I could say her name right. If anyone could direct it, wouldn't she be the director to do it? I am such a fan of hers. Let's see.
Ava DuVernay,
you should direct a film on Ella Fitzgerald. Someone who picked the perfect person who could embody Ella Fitzgerald, you know, or Lena Horne, both of them. Oh my God, the sky's the limit to bring these stories to screen. You know, I was just thinking about Lena Horne the other day, that song Stormy Weather, you know, the movie, woo, that movie, because people really remember the song of Stormy Weather. Yeah. So that's the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast tonight. We're talking about Billie. You know, I've only watched bits and pieces of Diana Ross playing Billie Holiday. It is disturbing to watch. If you open the opening, watch the opening credits, they're basically taking her to the sanitarium, putting a straitjacket on her. And then it goes back in time. You know, it's a flashback. I haven't seen the United States versus Billie Holiday yet. I know that it is nominated for a Golden Globe, as is Viola Davis playing Ma Rainey in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Check it out. I watched Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. It's a tough film to watch, but it's important and it's essential. I was truly, though, I was like, I want more. I thought that's too short for me, but that's just me. And so, as always, unpleasant dreams.